From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In the United States, there is a renewed focus on bridging the gap between police and the people they are sworn to serve. President Barack Obama says America is not even close to where it needs to be in terms of resolving issues between police and communities. Mr. Obama's comment came during a town hall meeting Wednesday night with community activists, politicians, and law enforcement officials. The president says some progress has been made in community policing, but more needs to be done.
This is a really hard job. We're not there yet. We're not even close to being there yet, where we want to be. We're not at a point yet where communities of color feel confident that their police departments are serving them with dignity and respect and equality. And we're not at the point yet where police departments feel adequately supported at all levels.
Mr. Obama has devoted his attention this week to the gun violence directed at police officers, as well as shootings by police. The focus comes a few days after a Black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for police shooting Black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Police in Western Kenya says a suspected extremist from the militant group Al-Shabaab is holding several prisoners hostage after shooting and killing four police officers Thursday. Police say the suspect, who was detained at the police station, took one of the police officer's gun and began shooting. Earlier in the day Thursday, police say members of Al-Shabaab unsuccessfully attacked the police station in Kenya's coastal region. Amnesty International accusing authorities in Cameroon of committing numerous human rights violations in their crackdown on the militant group Boko Haram, including killing dozens of civilians, torture, and the arbitrary